Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. You know, any update there? Couple things. Michigan State this weekend. First of all, Gator, Spartans. It's a chance to get a pretty big win for this season. And start to, you know, get some people's attention outside of our local area. It's Boston College. I mean, that win at Florida State has lost a little bit of sheen, but that still looks like they're a pretty good team. Did you, by the way, at all consider making the road trip to this one? Go to BC?
No.
Okay. Do you have any interest in ever seeing BC Stadium or campus or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. I've done the Boston College trip for, I actually realized today, I was like, okay, I was in BC for a Michigan-Boston College football game back in like 91 or something like that. Then I was at a Michigan State-Boston College hockey game. Then I was at some random Boston College basketball game, which was played in the same arena as the hockey team plays. So I've seen all sports.
I didn't realize you liked it as much as Purdue.
Well, easy there, Gator.
I said almost.
Almost, yeah.
BC and, well, Boston's a fun road trip, just in general. But, yeah, BC's a nice little campus.
Okay.
Yeah. You just don't care.
He'll take your word for it.
I'll trust you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I have no desire to go to see BC.
Would you travel with the Spartans anywhere if they went somewhere unique?
Yeah.
Like, give me a spot. If it's not Boston College, where would it be?
I'd consider going to Washington.
Okay.
Go out there. You know, playing UCLA or USC. I've been to Oregon. I had a fantastic time in Eugene.
Did you stay in Eugene when you were there?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of times, I didn't know if you were traveling with the team or you had your own arrangements. So a lot of times the teams don't stay right. Sometimes they stay out of town.
I feel perimeter. Like I mean, it's going back years, like 1998, but I think we were in Eugene, because I don't recall it being a long ride to get to the stadium the next morning. I would go to Austin.
Okay.
I would like to go down to LSU or to Alabama. Those are places I'd like to see games.
But not Ole Miss. Boston College.
I have no interest in Boston.
Okay, so next year, Spartan road games are Kinnick, Indiana. Kinnick is Iowa, by the way.
Thank you.
At Minnesota, at Nebraska, at USC.
I might be intrigued with Nebraska, because I've heard nothing but great things
you've never been there.
The crowd? No, I've never been there.
It's pretty cool.
And I've never been to Kinnick. That was not one of the stops in the 2 years I did that I traveled with Michigan State.
The following year, they're at Notre Dame, at Michigan, at UCLA, at Wisconsin.
Been to all four of those places.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's a great time.
Yeah. No, Nebraska is a good trip. Nebraska is definitely a good trip. So, as far as Michigan, you think this orgy thing is going to work?
I personally don't. I'm very skeptical of it. I don't think. I mean, I haven't seen enough, so it's really hard for me to judge, but
I've seen more than you,
yes.
And I haven't seen enough.
The handful of passes I've seen Alex Orji throw have not led me to think that this guy is someone to be taken seriously just yet as a passer. I think it would have been to his benefit if he got a chance to throw more than four passes last week. But look, at the time, Davis Warren was perfect on the day, except for three passes. And he completed those just to the other team. But that's why he's not starting this week. And they have to take better care of the football. Turnovers are key in football. I know Orji can run, but I would be concerned if I were a Michigan fan that that's just telegraphing what you can do, and he's going to be limited with what he can throw. But he does have a, he does have an arm. I don't know how accurate it is. I suspect if it were more accurate, he would have won the job out of training camp, and he didn't.
So I don't know how much he's gotten better at practice along the way. That talk with Sharon this week, but I will say that you just have to be effective enough. If you're going to be a quarterback whose best skill set is your ability to run the ball, then you have to keep teams honest, because they're obviously going to gang up on you and you go, okay, now that's going to open things up in the pass game. Are you good enough to burn an opponent that's overstacked against the run?
Well, and the other thing is this week, how good is USC defensively? They look better.
Yep.
I mean, your eyeball test tells you they look better, but I don't know if they are or if they're not. We'll find out. And from Michigan's standpoint, one thing that Sharon Moore can do is he can go back to the playbook that they had in the second half against Penn State. We'll just run it.
Yep.
See, stop it. And if USC stops the run, then they are going to have to throw the ball. But, you know, Michigan improved with the run game last week, albeit against a lesser opponent, but they did impose their will. If they can run the ball effectively against USC, then it kind of takes the throwing part out of the game.
248-539-9797. Plus, we opened the show with some Tiger calls, and pretty exciting what's going on with that. We'll revisit that coming up. Dan Campbell, the best of what he told the morning show today at 12:30. Kang?
This move by Michigan, it clearly states to me, like, not knowing anything inside the building, they just lost confidence in you know, Davis Warren. I don't know how much confidence Orji gained during the week.
So short fields for Texas, problem. Three turnovers in three quarters against Arkansas State, problem. And I would see why they'd lose a little bit of confidence. I mean, I'm going to guess, and this is my guess, that Davis Warren gave him the closest thing to be able to run last year's offense with this year's group. To go to Alex Orji, it's just a different, they're going to have to emphasize different things. And so that got to the point where, like, okay, if we're going to turn it over anyway, let's try something different.
It's almost like Warren lost the job and Orji didn't win it, you know, at this point, right? And because you guys have both said there's nothing that you've seen. I mean, you guys aren't, you know, don't see every throw or anything like that, but we've seen Davis Warren go out there and throw the ball and not look great.
All along, they did say Alex is having good practices. They said that behind the scene. Alex is having good practice. And you kind of take that and file it away, but I don't know if anybody really puts a lot of merit into it. So
yeah,
maybe he was.
I saw Sharon Moore being interviewed by Brad Galley, Channel 7, last night. And, I mean, Sharon Moore's going to say exactly what you expect him to say. He's going to say, oh, no, he can throw. He can absolutely throw, and team's going to find out and all that. Well, we're all going to find out. Sharon Moore doesn't have the same cachet built up that Dan Campbell does, where you're just going to take it as gospel. You know, we'll see what we see. I suspect they're going to run the ball a lot on Saturday. And if they are successful, they're going to run an awful lot, as they should.
Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Danny's in Sterling Heights, and he is next. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're good, Danny.
Oh, great. You know, on the Lions part, none of the starters played in preseason because we were trying to get see who what talent we had for second string. Don't you think that would be causing this little bit of a rustiness on the offense? I mean, Hutchinson is doing great, and I mean
he didn't play in the preseason.
What?
But Hutch didn't play in the preseason.
Well, I know that, but he's just a superstar in my eyeballs.
We're not sure what relevance it has to the starters not playing.
Okay, if the starters are just practicing and they're not getting live play, and I can understand Dan Campbell not having them out on the preseason field on chances of getting hurt.
But they did.
But I'm just saying they're, yeah.
Danny, they did, though. They had two joint practices with the Giants, you know, two, which is better than getting a preseason game.
Yeah, well, I was thinking more or less on Ford Field. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, Danny, look, it's been talked about. There are a lot of teams do that, and it might be the reason. I tend to think that that's I think a lot of, even the guys that play for other teams don't play much. And so I'm not sure that a few snaps here and there would have made that much of a difference. But they brought back so many of the same component parts, you wouldn't think they would have needed a preseason.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, the thing is, I'm not looking for reasons why they were bad. They were bad offensively.
It actually happens to good teams.
In terms of
bad days at work.
Putting the ball in the end zone, they were bad at it. Now, did they move the ball down the field? Absolutely, they moved the ball down the field, but they didn't capitalize when they got in the red zone. That's the issue. That's the only thing I'm looking at, all right? Because they did rack up, what, 470 yards in offense? That's a ton. But to come away with just 16 points, that's disappointing as hell.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.